It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC, airing in the New York, New Jersey metro area. That's where we come to you broadcast. And of course, worldwide at mybradio.com. That's MYB for Mind Your Business, radio.com. And on the 77 WABC app. Well, thank you, New York. The Nielsen ratings has us consistently in the top 10 in New York AM radio. And we thank you for tuning us in week in and week out. This radio show, Mind Your Business, on the legendary 77 WABC, is all about you. Every single week, we seek out and interview C-level executives and business leaders from such a wide range of industries and ask them the questions that are on your mind. Gain business insights into so many professions and categories, including sales, social media, corporate culture, emerging technologies, financial planning, entrepreneurship, marketing and advertising, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you'll gain solid advice to get you ahead in today's business world. Well, as we do each week, we open with some thank you. Special thank you to the entire team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, who plays such an important support role for the show. Cirilli, Eliana, Hoodie, Miriam, Dina, thank you. And to the great folks at 77 WABC, James, Matt, Chris, Lexi, Justin, thank you. Also, special shout out to the various channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on. B-Tank Magazine. We recently had the interview, a write-up of the interview I had with Bruce Katz, CEO of Samuel Hubbard, Rachel Krause, VP of Marketing at Westfield World Trade Center, Michael Houlihan, founder of Barefoot Winery, and we're also on C-Suite Radio, C-Suite TV, the OG Podcast Network, Player.fm, iTunes, and we have a robust YouTube channel. And all episodes, including tonight's, which will be available, but all episodes are available at mybradio.com. That's the platform that hosts every single show. Also, special shout-out to last week's guest, Tin Tzu, the founder and CEO of Zura, author of Subscribed, and we talked about the subscription economy. And you can access on MLB Radio every single past guest. Dick Schulz, the founder and chairman emeritus of Best Buy, the president and CEO of Dale Carnegie, Joe Hart, the list goes on. Chris McCann, the CEO of 1-800-Flowers, John Sculley, former CEO of Apple and Pepsi. So many fantastic guests that have all appeared on this program. They're all available free. It's free for now, right? We heard last week, from Zora. I don't know how long that's going to remain. But for now, every single episode is free at mybradio.com. Well, let's get to tonight's amazing guest, Chris Ronzio. Chris is the CEO and founder of Trainuo, an online platform for entrepreneurs, small businesses, to get the business out of their brain by documenting and delegating the processes in their company. He's on a mission to systematize this to over 25,000 small businesses throughout the world through technology. Therefore, we will discuss how to scale your business in tonight's show, the roadblocks that a company faces when scaling, and how to stop working in the business and start working on the business. With that intro, we give a very warm welcome, Chris Ronzio. Chris, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. I was scrolling through your website, and you get some amazing guests, so I'm honored to be in your company and in good company.
It's amazing. And as we bantered before the show, I consider it an honor to have you on the show. I see Trainuo, and we're going to get into the details, but I see this as, and I have to be honest, it's true, it's a business, but you really are going to be helping so many businesses scale. That you actually, it's like a doctor, right? So a doctor does good for society, even though that they're making, they're living that way. I feel that you're making a living that way, but yet I'm passionate about what you do because you're helping businesses grow. And we're going to get into the details, but Chris, this is an honor. It's a treat.
Yeah, thank you.
So let's jump in. I asked this about anyone that's at the top. We know it doesn't happen overnight. With training, without training, it doesn't happen overnight. What's your backstory? And now you're the CEO of Trainuo. Tell us a little bit about your journey.
Yeah, well, it's been exactly that, a journey. So I started my first company actually in high school, which was a video production company that did youth sporting events around the country.
Nice.
And so the first bit of training that came into my life was trying to train camera operators so that I could be in high school or in my college classes and the work would still get done. So that was my first exposure to training. But I saw how important it was to train people on the system in order to really scale a business. We ended up doing events in all 50 states and shipping videos around the world, and the systems were such a key part of that. So then my transition out of that business was actually promoting a director of operations to president, and I went through this six-month period of trying to literally get everything that I knew about the company out of my brain so that I could pass it off and move on to something else. And I realized how important that effort of documentation is, and it doesn't come naturally. So it was a really intentional effort. And then fast forwarding, I started working with other small business owners. I had an operations consulting firm, and I saw that that idea of wanting to scale and systematize and document was not just limited to my video production company. It was something everyone wanted to do, and it's what all the books say you should do. So I saw that there was a real need there, and that was really the inspiration for Trainual.
Amazing. I am going to invoke here from the book, The Ultimate Sales Machine by Chet Holmes. His that famous masterpiece of a work. Chapter 2 is instituting higher standards and regular training. Pre-program your organization to run like a finely tuned machine. And he goes into it and talks about how small, if I recall correctly, his statistic is that 88, or I've seen this somewhere, 88% of small businesses do not have a training program in place. And of course, as Chet points out, that is the number one reason that prevents them from scaling. Do you see that around, or do you see that the percentage is, you know, it's similar to that? I mean, how many small businesses and regular sized businesses have a really fine-tuned training program in place?
Yeah, I think that the statistic you've mentioned sounds pretty accurate. And when investors talk to us, I say our biggest competition is not doing anything, because most businesses just don't have they say they don't have the time or the resources to write things down, and they're not realizing the investment that it is in the business to actually take the time to do that. But I agree wholeheartedly with Chet, and I had a chance to see him speak before he sadly passed away, but it was very influential, that message that he has in the book.
Yeah, and a shout out to Amanda, who's running the Chet Holmes Institute. Amanda, if you tune in, you know, send me just a shout out. It was a great show that we had. She was a guest, of course, here on Mind Your Business. Let's talk about Trainual. Okay, first of all, when did it launch? When was like that aha moment? Even though you talked about it, it was while you were doing the video business that you had. But when was the moment that, like, you know, all right, this is what we live in a subscription-based economy. We are going to build a platform in order to allow small businesses to really ace it at their training.
So it's funny. I would say we actually had two launches. The first was in 2014, and that was, we built this tool, Trainual, as an internal tool for my consulting business. I thought, you know, you're consulting, you don't really have much you could sell, so let's build some intellectual property. And that's what Trainual was to me. It was a tool I could use with my clients so that as we would work with them and set up their operations, we could then follow our work with building an operations manual and the instruction playbook, you know, for everything we had done before then.
Right.
So we built it as this internal tool. And I thought for a brief minute, let me make a subscription product out of this. Let me launch it. Let me tell everyone about it. And so in January 2015, I got a little news article, I emailed all my friends, I put it out there, and at the end of that month, I had 4 customers. And so I thought, maybe this isn't going to pay the bills. So I went back to consulting and just really used Trainual as that internal, organic, you know, tool for our business, that as we would work with companies, we had a great tool that we could follow that work up with and put in and describe the systems that we were putting in place for the business so that as they grew and as we stopped working with them, they'd have everything for reference for later as they grew. And so over those couple years from 2015 through 2017, we started getting a little bit of organic referral traffic. We'd work with a company and they would say, oh, you should check out Trainual, to their friend. But they didn't need the consulting. They just wanted the product. So people were asking us and emailing us about the tool, and we let, you know, one or two companies in every month, and it was really just a research phase for us, and we weren't really making any money. And so then in late 2017, something interesting happened. I realized that our consulting business was growing and growing. We were hiring people, we had more overhead, and the companies that we could work with were getting larger and larger because they had to afford our higher consulting rates.
Right, right.
And we were getting further away from the small businesses that I had really set out to help in the beginning. So we did a total 180, stopped consulting, focused all of our team's attention on this product, and instead of charging for our time, decided to use all of our experiences, free marketing content. And then we've built the business since then, since just over a year ago, January 2018, as entirely a subscription online SaaS platform.
Unreal. Unreal. Folks, my guest this evening is none other than Chris Ronzio. He is the founder and CEO of Trainual. The listeners know just about each week we do a giveaway on a book. Our book giveaway this week is Peak Performance by Brad Stolberg and Steve Magnus. Brad was a guest here on Mind Your Business. All you have to do to enter, the hardcover edition of the book is going to go to one lucky listener. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Text over MYB to 64600. Congratulations to Menachem Simon, who won sales differentiation. Yep, it goes to real people, so enter to win. Again, text over MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win a hardcover copy of Peak Performance, Elevate Your Game, Avoid Burnout, and Thrive with the New Science of Success. Of course, when we come back, we're going to continue with Chris Ronzio, which is going to teach us how to scale your business. That's really, if I had to sum up what this interview was all about, the secret to scaling a business with Chris Ronzio. We'll be back right after this. Stay tuned.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. Thanks for tuning us in. I have a really special guest this evening. Now, I know you say to me, okay, we have a great guest every week. It's true, but tonight's is really special. Chris Ronzio, CEO and founder of Trainual. Chris is a busy guy, but I thank you very much for taking out of your hectic schedule and joining me here on Mind Your Business. Thank you, Chris.
Absolutely. Excited to be here.
Well, it's really exciting, again, to be interviewing someone that is a trendsetter in a field and really has established a way of figuring out probably the number one issue that faces businesses, small business especially, from scaling, and that is training. Chris is the founder, again, and CEO of Trainual. You can find out more about them just going to Trainual.com. That's T-R-A-I-N-U-A-L.com. That's what it is, Trainual. And we're really talking about the entire issue that faces small businesses by not training or not having a good training plan in place. And of course, Trainual is the solution, one-stop solution to train your entire operation. In fact, that's my first question now to Chris is going to be, are there any specific industries that Trainual is really for? Like, is it just for accounting firms or marketing firms? Or is it really across the board for any type of industry?
Great question. So Trainual is for any business that wants to scale, that wants to go from one person to 1,000 people or 1 to 100 or 1 to 10,000 or whatever your vision is for scaling your business. If you want someone else to do the work that you're doing today or the work that your small team is doing today, the only way that you can pass on that work and ensure that things are done consistently is to write down the instructions for how you expect the work to be done. So it sounds so simple, but when you say training and training programs, you know, people can get bored with that and think, oh, that's not fun. I don't want to work on that. But scaling a business is a very simple formula. You know, you learn how to do something in your company, whether it's you doing it or a couple key team members doing it. And then if you ever expect to be able to delegate it and have things done correctly, you have to take the time to document it, to just write down the steps and say, this is what we've figured out in the business. So that idea of being intentional as you grow, of writing down what you learned and creating those instructions is crucial, and it really applies to any industry.
So Trainual itself, maybe you can give even some perspective of the range of businesses that are on Trainual presently.
Oh my gosh. Okay. We've got fitness studios. We've got restaurants. We've got hotels. We've got accountants, dentists, medical offices, marketing agencies, outsourcing companies, construction firms, plumbing, financial services. It's really, you know, anyone that's got someone they want to train, that's why they would invest in the system. And so it's, you know, the big benefit of using a training system, whether it's ours or someone else's, is accountability. You know, you can write down the instructions for your business. You can make a 100-page manual or print out a 3-ring binder and slap it on someone's desk, but you never know if they're going to read it. And so if you don't take the time to assign someone something and track whether they've seen it or not and roll out updates, then you're not closing the loop. And that's why you would need a training program.
Okay, so let's hold on to that accountability, which, of course, every business owner is after. How does Trainual address the issue to hold, you know, the team members accountable for their training progress?
Yeah, so first thing is it helps you organize your content. So rather than just make a bunch of documents and keep them in a Dropbox folder or on your drive somewhere, Trainual organizes your content by role in the business, and it also lets you arrange the content by when someone needs to learn something. So let's say you've hired a new person and you want to teach them just about the basics of your industry or the basics of your mission behind your company. You want them to learn that pretty quickly, whereas the more detailed work, like the annual reports they'll have to run, they don't need to know on day one. So a lot of people make the mistake of inundating their new hires with all of the content instead of just the content that they need. So that's the first thing, is it's just helping you organize the material. But then beyond that, the accountability is when you add someone new to the account, it's tracking that they've logged into the system. It's tracking that they've completed each step in the content as you've broken it down. You can build tests if you want to quiz them on their knowledge, their understanding of certain things, with even write-in answers that get emailed to you if you want to be in the loop on their thoughts on a certain topic. There's a forum to describe, you know, processes or best practices, and you can be flagged for anyone's participation in that. So it's really more of a collaborative tool than just a, here's some files and cross your fingers, I hope they read it.
Yeah. So actually, how does Trainual address the issue about items that may apply to a number of different positions within a company?
Yeah, think of it like tagging your files. So instead of having to put things in folders and they only exist in one folder, mm-hmm. you can say that a certain file or a process or a policy applies to multiple roles in your company. And so as you're organizing content, you just tag the policy or the process with those roles. And that way, when you add someone with that role into your business, they've got everything that they need, regardless of whatever crossover exists.
Mm. So now holding on to this topic, I know we addressed a couple of minutes ago the issue that Trainual applies to every type of business, but does it apply to every type of position within a company?
So the way I'd answer that is it depends on how many people you expect to do the certain role in the company. So even if you have one person doing a role, the benefit of documenting what they do is that there could be turnover in that position. You know, and when I used to interview employees with my consulting firm, I would interview people that were afraid to leave their job because they were so loyal to their boss and didn't want to put the company in a bad position. But if you have that person document what they do, then they truly are liberated to take whatever career leaps they need to and not put the company in a bad position. So even if there's one person doing one job, there's benefit in documenting the role. Now, if there's multiple people doing a job, like in my video production company, we had 300 plus camera operators, then of course the ROI, the return on writing down those instructions is much greater. So companies that have people or positions with multiple people doing the same role will get more ROI, but it's important for everyone regardless of the position.
Now, regarding your particular platform, Trainual, what are, you know, how does it differ from other solutions out there?
So there's a bunch of solutions out there. Like I mentioned, the bottom of the market above not doing anything is paper. So you could write something down, and that is a great step. Right. You could use online documents, you know, Google Docs, Evernote, and that's where I started. That's where I recommend a lot of people start. It's just the exercise of writing things down is a great habit to build. But then when you get to the point where you want to assign and to track and to replicate the assignment of things, you know, if you're hiring multiple people a month, you don't want to do it manually every time and walk someone through something. So that's when you would use a tool like ours. At the very top end of the market, there are enterprise products built into HR information systems and different HR tools that are out there that are more for large enterprise companies to facilitate their training and to bring external knowledge to the business. So most often those tools are about how do we train our managers to be better managers? Let's bring in some external experts. So where we exist is right in the middle. It's beyond just the act of writing something down, and it's not the external knowledge. It's more the internal, how you do what you do. This is the way we do it here. This is the playbook for our organization. So that's where we focus.
Man, this is just so unreal. What would you say is the sweet spot for Trainual in terms of a company size, in terms of by employee? What would you say is the sweet spot?
So if I had to pick a sweet spot, I'd say 5 to 500 employees. Nice. Now, of course, there's outliers. There's right. organizations with tens of thousands of employees, but those are spread across so many locations that they just need a simpler system to manage each of the locations, and they've got only a few roles at each company. So there's outliers on those sides. And then there's small businesses that are just one or two people, but maybe they want to build some kind of franchise prototype, or this isn't their first business, and they know the importance of an instruction manual as a foundation for what they're trying to build. So we've got customers at both ends of the spectrum, but that sweet spot from 5 to 500 is really where you're starting to carve out the differences between roles and then try to replicate those roles in your business.
Folks, my guest this evening is none other than Chris Ronzio, CEO and founder of Trainual. You can find out more about them by visiting trainual.com, train, TRAINUAL.com. And that is that will actually be a secret to scaling your business. And by the way, I get feedback all the time, emails, people stop me on the street about the great guests that we have and the impact that we're having. Feel free to let me know about this show. I know I'm going to get feedback. And, you know, again, from a lot of people that either have said, you know what, I always needed the right platform, or there are people out there listening that are saying, like, hey, I never thought of that. But, you know, let me even ask Chris that. You ever run into people that are like, hey, what an idea. I never thought of that.
Absolutely. You know, I think people hear all these buzzwords. They hear the systems and processes and right. SOPs and right. playbooks and operations manuals. And then you leave the conference or you put down the book and you don't know what to do with that. You sit down in front of your computer and say, how do I actually make progress on right. this? So I'm excited to have a product that people can put next to that to-do in their brain.
Unreal, unreal. Well, folks, I'm not letting Chris go just yet. We're going to take a short commercial break, but before we go to the break, I want to remind the listeners, our giveaway this week is the book Peak Performance by Brad Stolberg, who was a guest on the show along with Steve Magnus. Elevate your game, avoid burnout, and thrive with the new science of success. It's going to go to one lucky listener. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win a hardcover copy. We're going to be back with Chris right after this. Stay tuned.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group, marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Okay, so you're considering a comprehensive medical exam, but you haven't decided where. At Elytra Health in New York City, we know you have a tight schedule and that you only want the best. We also know you have choices to consider. Well, consider that you could have a world-class executive longevity exam at Elytra's state-of-the-art Manhattan Center for Life and Longevity, right in downtown New York City. Think about the fact that the experts at Elytra Health are a hand-selected staff with more than 30 years of experience in executive exams and concierge medicine, and that top doctors in the area refer their patients to Elytra. Something else to weigh is that cardiac imaging, cancer screening, labs, and all other testing is completed in a single five-hour visit with white-glove service. Plus, you'll receive the results, advice, and follow-up coordination before you leave. Finally, consider how easy it is to get peace of mind from an Elytra exam now by visiting ElytraHealth.com. That's E-L-I-T-R-A Health.com. Elytra Health. Well, above all.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. My guest this evening is the CEO and founder of Trainual, Trainual.com, Chris Ronzio. Chris, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Absolutely. Great conversation so far. Let's keep it going.
Thank you. Oh, man. Oh, man. Now, you know, training. You know, I still hear the ringing in my ears from Chet Holmes. Everywhere he spoke and in his writings, etc. And, of course, he wrote the book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. Training. He always said, what's the key to scaling a business? Training. Let's talk about delegating, right? So in a business, we know you have, you know, the hierarchy, the structure, the CEO, and then the VP of operations you go through. And people need to delegate, right? The CEO can't do everything. What are some of the biggest pitfalls you see when it comes to delegation?
This is so important. So I always say to grow, you need to let go. And that's what delegation is. It's letting go of certain responsibilities, and it's taking off a couple of the hats that you've worn as the business owner or as a leader or as a manager in the company. And it's really hard to do because if you've done that job for a while, you've gotten good at it and you've developed some kind of pride around your ability to do that job. So handing that off can almost feel threatening, where you don't want to lose the accolades associated with how well you do that thing. Right. So the mistakes people make, first of all, in delegating is just refusing to delegate, not wanting to delegate. But I think that's short-sighted, because if you want to grow in the business, if you want to scale your company, if it's your company, you need to let go of certain things. So the first step is wanting to let go and knowing that you have to embrace the process. And so the next thing is people that are trying to delegate, they don't give clear direction. You know, if you are delegating tasks rather than delegating responsibilities, and you're just telling people these short-term tasks of things that you need done, they're always going to come back to you for more work. And so you're making a new job for yourself, which is come up with all the tasks that I need everybody on the team to do. Whereas if you delegate responsibilities and you empower people in your company, and you give them a sense of ownership over certain things, they can make their own decisions. So that's a big mistake that people make as well.
Hmm. A couple of things come to mind. We had Dan Sullivan on the show. He was.
I love Dan.
Yeah. So Dan, of course, we know is the founder and the head of Strategic Coach, and he talks about drive-by delegation.
Yeah.
Drive-by delegation. Yeah, I'm listening.
Or I think Michael Gerber, a friend of mine, you know, from the E Myth, talks about delegation by abdication is just abdicating certain roles and ignoring that they ever existed.
Yeah, and I love that line. Is it yours? To grow, you need to let go.
I'm sure it's a something I heard somewhere from someone, but I wrote it down recently, and I keep saying it.
That's great. You know, another guest that comes to mind, Michael Houlihan, he's the founder, he sold it, but of Barefoot Winery. He had a fantastic line that really ties into training, and I want to get your take on it. And he was talking about growing his company, and he said, this is such a great line, never waste a perfectly good mistake.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
He said it here
on
the show.
That's so true.
Never.
That's so true. Now the one thing I would say about that is a lot of people will take mistakes and they'll create policies or processes around them to make sure those mistakes don't happen again. But you have to be careful that you're not doing that for every outlier in the business. Reed Hastings, founder of Netflix, I met 10 years ago or something, and he told this story about how as Netflix was growing, they started putting policies in place for every mistake and trying to dummy-proof the business. And what happened is they ended up building a business where only dummies wanted to work because there was so much red tape. And so I think it's interesting that you want to leverage those mistakes and fix processes and create policies, but don't overdo it.
Such great advice. Such great advice. Let me hold on to the delegation aspect. What are some easy ways to get started? Again, for someone who's, as most small businesses, you know, and as Dan Sullivan talks about, are you grinding your way to growth, or are you, scaling? And of course, that has to do with delegation. What are some easy ways to get the CEO, the head of a small business, to start to, as you say, to grow, you need to let go, to say, okay, where do I start? I know if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it better. I'm going to do it perfectly. I'm afraid to let go. Where does someone start?
So the easiest way to start is just to harvest all of the things that you're already doing in one place and then start to sort the things that you don't want to do anymore. So I have a task list, a system I use. It's called Todoist, and I also use Evernote. So whatever your task list of choice, you can pull out and keep a to-don't list instead of a to-do list or a stop-doing list, whatever you call it. Every time something happens where you have a responsibility and you say, I don't enjoy this, this isn't the best use of my time, put it on that list. And as you start to put things on that list, you'll see a theme takes place and takes hold. And you say, wow, there's a lot of financial tasks on there. Maybe I should outsource some bookkeeping. Or there's a lot of personal tasks out there. Maybe I need a virtual assistant. And it's a lot easier to see those things when you've got a list in front of you.
By the way, a shout out to Chris O'Neill, the CEO of Evernote. He was here on the show.
Oh, great. Yeah. I love Evernote.
Yeah. Is there... Or let me phrase it this way. If there was one process that every company should start with, what would it be?
Absolutely. The easiest thing to start with is an orientation, a welcome to your company. It sounds so simple, but when I went to college, I remember a few months before it started, they invited us to the campus and they gave us a tour of the campus and they told us where the library was and how to check out books and where our classes would be and where we slept and how to use the card in the cafeteria. Right. And that simple orientation does exactly that, orientates someone to the new environment. And a lot of businesses on someone's first day just say, here's your desk, here's a bunch of stuff on your table, and I'll see you at lunchtime. And if you don't take the time to actually do a proper orientation, a repeatable orientation, and say, welcome to the company, here is why we exist. Here's why we started this. Imagine you were talking to a friend. Why did you start the business? What challenge did you see in the market that caused you to start the business? What's the backstory? Same question you asked me when we started talking. Right. Why this business?
Right.
Explain that to every new employee. And it can be simple. It can be a video. It can be just a couple paragraphs from your website. But take the time to explain that. And then I think, introduce your market. Who are your competitors? What's the industry like? And then introduce your whole process, start to finish. A lot of people are just hired for one small role in the company, and they don't have the context for what everyone else does until maybe years later. But if on day one you say, here's how we market, here's how we sell, here's how a customer finds out about us, here's how they sign up for our product or service, here's how it's fulfilled, here's how it's shipped, here's how we get that money for it, then they have some context and they understand the importance of everyone else that's around the business. So it sounds simple, but right, that's where to start.
Folks, my guest this evening is Chris Ronzio, CEO and founder of Trainual. For those that have tuned in, you're learning a thing or two about how to scale a business. For those that are not interested in scaling their business, yes, you could, you know, hit the button, tune into another station, because this show, tonight's show, is about scaling your business. If that's on your mind, then why shouldn't it be? This show is for you. If you're just tuning in, no worries. By Tuesday morning, the entire episode will be up at myibradio.com. That's the platform for every single show that we've had on this great program. MYBradio.com. Again, if you're not interested in scaling, then this show is not for you. I'll just put it that bluntly. Our giveaway this week is the book Peak Performance by Brad Stolberg, who is a guest here on the show. Elevate your game, avoid burnout, and thrive with the new science of success. By the way, I'm just mentioning this to Chris. The giveaway we do, usually I try to tie in, and today it's all about growth and peak performance for your business, and that's why I'm giving away this one. It's going to one lucky listener, a hardcover copy. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Text over MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win a hardcover copy of Peak Performance. We'll be back with Chris in a minute. Stay tuned.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
So recently, a healthy couple in their mid-50s came into Alitra Health for their longevity exam. They were not expecting particularly to find anything wrong on the assessment, but the exam showed otherwise.
Dr. Avi Nemitz is medical director at Alitra Health's Manhattan Center for Life and Longevity.
So they go through a very complete evaluation, blood work, scanning of the coronary arteries, stress tests, evaluation by nutritionists and exercise physiologists. We sit down at the end of the day, and his whole world changed in that moment.
Alitra Health provides a full, in-depth, comprehensive longevity exam to detect problems before they occur.
Without an intervention, he was going to have an active cardiac problem. So I told him, look, you're going to be fine. He left with a lot of confidence, knowing exactly what he was supposed to do. We understood what he had, and now he's going to be able to deal with it.
Why spend time worrying when Alitra Health in Manhattan can provide you with a complete snapshot of your health today? Visit AlitraHealth.com. That's E-L-I-T-R-A Health.com. Alitra Center for Life and Longevity. Because nothing matters if you don't have your health.
And we're back. Mind your business with Itzhak Saftless right here on 77 WABC. My guest this evening, Chris Ronzio, CEO and founder of Trainual. You could find out more about them by going to trainual.com. That's T-R-A-I-N-U-A-L.com. And basically, they are the secret. Secret to what? Secret to scaling your business. Well, why? You're saying to yourself, why is that? Answer is, they're all about one word: training. Training, training, training. Train, train, train. You want to scale your business? You have to learn this important step. There are many small businesses that don't even, until the show, they may not have even realized the importance of having a training process in place. This platform, Trainual, which I'm so excited about, is the secret sauce to scaling our business, and that's why I'm so excited to have Chris here on the show tonight. Chris, thank you again for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Well, thank you. Let's go right back at it, okay? So we're talking about some tips to streamline the process of documentation, you know? And I want to add to that question is something we addressed earlier, but still, I'm sure you get this question all the time. Where do I start? Where do I start? Oh, my gosh. How am I going to do this?
Yeah, great question. Okay, so here's what I'd say. A lot of people get scared. You know, they're, right. It seems like this daunting process to go and create the playbook for your business, especially if you haven't even started yet. So the first thing to keep in mind is that processes are collected. They're not created. You're already in business. You're already doing what you do. And so really the act of documentation is just taking some time to write down and be mindful of the steps of how you do what you do. It's not that you have to have an MBA and go through this whole analytical process on building something out. It's just collecting. Think of yourself as an interviewer of yourself, as a journalist. So you're collecting processes. You're not creating them. So if you want to build documentation into the culture of your business, you need to just schedule some time to do it. So if it's just you, it might be just some time every Friday or every Monday that you sit down and think about the things that you've learned or streamlined that week. If you have a team, you might bring it up at the team meeting where you say every week someone's presenting on something that they've figured out or an improvement that they've made in the company, and they present that at the meeting. So it becomes part of your culture and part of the habit of documenting that. Because your documentation is never done. It's not a project that you do once and then you never touch it again. If that were the case, your manual would just sit on the shelf and right. collect dust. Right. But as long as the market's changing, as long as your business is changing, then you just need to keep things updated. And so it's important to revisit from time to time.
Now, the next question has to do with when someone knows that the process is broken or needs some work. And I actually want to invoke a recent guest we've had, Stephen Gaffney. And he's a well-renowned speaker. He speaks all over the world. And one of the topics he speaks about is perfectionitis, right? Perfectionitis. Mm-hmm. You know, people want to jump in and want to make sure they're doing it perfectly. But in order to do this, you have to jump in and... You know, and especially because you're a cloud-based system, you could just make edits along the way. So how would you address that with someone who's afraid to jump in until it's perfect? And when, let's say they realize that the process is broken, how do they fix it?
Well, it's pretty easy to know when a process is broken because either a customer is going to tell you or an employee is going to tell you.
Right.
When you think about the worst experiences that you have as a customer of other people's businesses, you know, the times when you'd want to leave a bad review online or something like that, really it's just that there's a bad process at the root of that bad experience. You know, I just got moved into a new house in the last year, and we nice. Had a vendor coming over that was going to take care of the pool. And I had never had a pool before. I don't right. know what to expect from a pool vendor.
Right.
And months in, my pool's green, and I'm wondering what the heck's going on. and I'm calling them and realize that they've just never assigned a tech to my house. I was paying for it, but I never got assigned a tech. Now, of course, that's a bad experience. But at the root of that is just a bad process. So for them, they need to connect their new member sign-up process to their scheduling and assignment process. And so I think as you get those pieces of feedback from your customers, from your employees, think of that as gold in your business because they're prioritizing for you the processes that need the most work. You don't need to spend time making something that's great a little bit greater. Spend the time on the things that need the most work.
You know, we just had on Jay Baer. He wrote the book, Hug Your Haters. And it's all about that. You know, it's really all about the, you know, if clients are giving you feedback, listen. They're actually telling you something. It's opportunity. And of course, Trainual is the platform where you can then incorporate that in order to use it as an object lesson for your team as they go forward. And that's really unreal. Trainual.com. Well, what's the best way? This is really an open question that I want to ask you, Chris, but you know, the best way to train your people on new processes?
It depends what the process is how I would answer that question. So some things are best communicated face to face. And if you want to scale that, then you can just do a webcam or take out your smartphone and shoot a video of you talking about something. An example of this is the mission or the values of your company. Great to communicate face to face. Other things are, if you're training on a software process, for instance, you might use a screen recording tool. And the most efficient way to train on that process is for someone to actually watch you click all the buttons and do all the steps on the screen that they'll have to do. If you were to try to write that out, it would be a long-winded, confusing instruction manual. So other things are best suited for text. If you've got policies like a harassment policy in your organization, you don't want to leave anything to chance. You want to spell that out with text. So it really depends on what you're trying to train.
Folks, my guest this evening, Chris Ronzio, CEO and founder of Trainual. You can find out more about this fantastic platform, trainual.com, trainual.com. This is the secret to scaling your business. Well, we are talking about peak performance for your business. We'll also, our giveaway this week is the book Peak Performance by Brad Stolberg, a past guest here on Mind Your Business. It's going to go to one lucky listener. Text over MYB to 64600. Again, text over MYB to 64600. And one lucky listener is going to win a hardcover copy of Peak Performance by Brad Stolberg. We'll be right back after this. Stay tuned.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? Well, look no further than WebsiteWithBrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500, or visit WebsiteWithBrains.com. The experienced team at Website with Brains will plan, write, design, and program a stunning and informative website that combines simplicity and flexibility. Get ready to look great online and take your business to the next level. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. Thank you for joining. And actually give yourself a pat in the back, because tonight's show is all about enabling you to scale your business. And yes, I get feedback all the time. Please give me feedback about this show. I know it's going to be fantastic. If you have a complaint, I just have to be open with you. I'm going to push back, because if you're complaining, there's something wrong. Because tonight's show is all about the secret to scaling your business or organization, and that is training. Train, train, train. And therefore, that's why we have on Chris Ronzio, CEO and founder of Trainual. And again, Chris, thank you for joining me on Mind Your Business.
Yes, excited to be here.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, one of the biggest roadblocks and pitfalls to scaling a business is what? That's the question. You know, what is it? Every business wants to scale. What is the single biggest reason that you see that businesses do not scale?
So it would be easy for me to say training, but I'm going to take a step back, and I'm actually going to say focus. So when you're scaling your business, if you're focused on only a few products or services, it's much easier to create repeatable systems and a consistent delivery of those products or services. So what I see is the biggest pitfall is that too many businesses want to do too many things. They're trying to cobble together revenue by offering services and products for everyone in too wide a way. When I started my video production company, we did everything. We did bar mitzvahs and bat mitzvahs and commercials and weddings. It wasn't until we focused on just events, youth sporting events. And then even further, we focused on figure skating and did a lot of videos in New York and New Jersey, where you are.
Right.
And that's when we really started to scale, because once we found that target, we were able to create more refined materials and better processes and find more specific talent for what we needed to get done.
Such important advice. Focus, especially for small businesses that, want to just take on anything that's tossed their way by clients. And of course, that's admirable. But if they lose focus, then they try to be everything to everyone. And of course, then you become nothing to no one.
Exactly.
Let's move on to the famous quote out there, and that is the importance of working you know, working on the business instead of in the business. Now, of course, we're not saying that person is, you know, should let go to the point where they don't know what's going on. But there is a saying, stop working in the business, rather work on the business. Can you give your take on that?
So I actually flip it. I you know, this may be contrarian, but I say you should work in your business for as long as you want to. You know, some people just want to work in the business. They're artists, they're technicians. They love what they do, and it's a great lifestyle, and they just want to work in the business. And they could get bothered by people telling them that they have to scale. But if you really want to scale, at some point, you'll get bored of what you're doing. And you'll recognize it when you are doing something in your business and not wanting to anymore. And so when you feel that tension, that's when you need to start working on the business, but only to the extent to get you out of the role that you are doing today. You might still work in your business in a different role next week or next month, but the idea of delegating and getting out of the business doesn't happen all or nothing. It's getting out of certain responsibilities in your business one by one by one so that you can empower other people to do that work. So how you actually do that, you know, in my case, I started my business in Boston and now I live in Scottsdale, Arizona. Yeah. I moved, you know, 2,300 miles away from my office, and that was a very easy way to get out of the business and start focusing on it. So, you know, if you can get out of the day-to-day, force yourself to take a vacation, see what breaks. That'll tell you what you should be working on as when you're back in the office.
Such great advice. You know, this reminds me also, it brings up Dan Sullivan, right? You try to grow it with brute force. You
right.
can't grow a business just by brute force. You'll get somewhere, but you'll grind. But like you're saying, if there's an item that you're grinding on, you have to delegate. You got to let go. And of course, if there's a trainual platform in place, then yay. You know, then it's going to be pretty seamless to hand it off from one to the next. That's
right.
Chris, can you please share some tips for creating repeatable processes within a business?
Yeah. So as you're growing, as you're doing something, you're probably just doing it all different ways and you're trying to see what works. You're experimenting, you're throwing things against the wall to see what sticks. But once you find yourself doing it the same way twice or three times or four times, take some time the fifth time that you're doing it to write it down, write down the steps while you're doing it. And if you can document the steps while you're doing something, you know, it might only take you a few extra minutes while you're doing it, but you'll have a really good list that you can refer back to instead of trying to recreate the environment of actually doing something when you're not actually doing it. So people can miss a lot of steps and not document every step in a process, but if you do it while you're in the act, it's a little bit easier.
Chris, we only have a couple of minutes left. The time flies on the show. It just flies. Whether in New York or Arizona.
Yeah.
Thank you. And a couple of questions just because of your life experience. You are in a couple of different types of businesses. You talked about the video business. Are there any types of similarities that you would say between those businesses and what you're doing today?
The people are so important. And I know we're talking about systems and they say you should build a business on the systems and not on the people, but you can't you can't diminish the value of the right people in your business. And especially when you're trying to train people, you know, the best training doesn't replace the worst people. You know, if you've got to find the people that are motivated to learn and to participate and to be team players. And if you've got those people, then you can do anything. And I've been fortunate to have them in every business so far.
Yeah. To hold on to that, I believe it's a compliment to say that you're a serial entrepreneur and you've been successfully exited from one business into the next business. Perhaps there's some other tips that you could share with the listeners of Mind Your Business, tips that helped you grow from one business to the next.
Well, I think that even though I've exited the different businesses, those are sort of different vehicles of the same skill set. And when you're building skills as an entrepreneur, when you're learning, when you're listening to shows like yours with amazing content, you're building this armory of knowledge that you can refer back to. And so even though I would exit a specific entity or a specific business in a certain industry, I take with me all of that experience that I can bring to a new opportunity. So I think anyone that is a serial entrepreneur or wants to be knows that you are constantly spotting opportunities. You just have to focus on what you're doing today and then learn as much as you can, and it'll be very easy to transition into that next opportunity when you have the time for it.
Amazing, amazing. Hopefully, I'm not going to get in trouble for this question, but I'm just going to pop it. Am I allowed to ask, you know, what's next for Trainual?
Sure, I'm happy to share. You know, you said in the opening, and we say in our tagline that right. it's, you know, we're getting your business out of your brain. So right. short of any sort of brain surgery or hooking up to people's brains, you know, we're trying to make it as easy as possible for someone to sit down with the software and be interviewed or just discuss, you know, here's what we do, help me document it. And so all the tools that we're building are just to make that process easier. So expect a lot more of that to come.
Amazing. Chris, one final question, and that is, you know, at someone of your stature, even though you're a young guy, but you've accomplished a lot, a world, and there's a world ahead of you. What final takeaway could you share with the listeners of Mind Your Business?
Well, I would throw back to the quote we said earlier and one of the principles that I've based our company on, and that's to grow, you must let go. And I think it's important to restate that this isn't just for the business owner. This is for the leader, the manager, and it's even for the employee that was just hired. Mm-hmm. If you've got the mindset of wanting to grow in the business, you have to be willing to let go of certain responsibilities, whether it means automating those responsibilities mm-hmm. through a software product to make you more efficient, or training someone else to do one of the responsibilities that you've previously done and getting them up to speed so that they do it as well as you did it. So to grow, you must let go.
Chris, I'm going to say it here on the air, but when you're in New York, we want to have you back on the show. I'm going to say it right here.
I'd love that.
Amazing. Well, folks, this wraps up another great edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday. We're out of time. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Safliff. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Safliff has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.